This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is hour number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I really don't generally expect too much from CNN, and nobody should. Nobody should expect very much from them. They try to pretend that they are still a neutral news source, and yet their bias is so apparent that they may as well just hang it around their neck, laminate it, and just hang it there. They really can't help themselves. But they decided that they opted to run an anti-gun op-ed that takes the cake. And while op-eds are supposed to be opinion, that's okay, that's not the issue. What's fascinating to me is how the writer seems to do such a really bad job of making his case. So we've had two rampage killings. I don't really classify the Atlanta shooting as rampage killing. That was more like a shooting spree, if you will. But right now, these are two big things that are out there right now, looming on the national horizon. And this puts the issue of gun violence at the center of America's national discussion, we're always having a discussion about this for some stupid reason. And both tragedies demand greater attention be paid to how racism and gun violence, especially mass shootings, intersect. Because in some cases, they actually do. But specifically, America's legal, educational, and policy structures must untangle the relationship between gun violence, race, democracy, and public safety. Remember I said race, because that's going to come up again. At a policy level, Congress and the President should pass common sense gun control laws. This is what they're saying. Complete with stringent background checks and an assault weapon ban that would reduce the likelihood of mass shootings and gun violence. Educationally, our public schools and institutions of higher education should be leading a national data-driven conversation about gun violence as a national public health crisis. It is a crisis like the COVID-19 pandemic that affects us all differently. Right-wing narratives suggesting that American Second Amendment birthright, along with white patriarchal power structures, are under assault spread not only among hate groups online but in Congress. Every time there's an incident like this, observed Wyoming Republican Senator Cynthia Loomis, the people who don't want to protect the Second Amendment use it as an excuse to further erode Second Amendment rights. Classic argument by assertion regarding white patriarchal power structure. Now, I do want to give someone credit because they capitalized the word white, but if you're going to capitalize black, then it's only right to do both. And I tend to opt to do neither, but at least it's consistent, which is a win in this day and age. As for this white patriarchal power structure, this is a tired mantra from anti-gunners these days. So they're trying desperately to link gun rights to racism, which it is based on racism, because the Democrats were the ones that were the racists. They were the ones, they're the part of the KKK. They were the ones that filibustered for 60 days, held the Senate up during the civil rights, in 64 when they were considering the Civil Rights Act. They were the ones that held that up. So, there's a power structure there. And there's racism involved, but it's not coming from the right. And so they make statements without offering much in the way of evidence, hoping that if they repeat it enough, you'll begin to believe them. The author also fails to note that black gun owners are the fastest growing sector of gun buyers in the country. They may not be buying a lot of guns right now, but that's probably more reflective of the fact that store shelves are empty rather than any other factor. Race does play a central role in America's twisted history of gun control. When black people, from Malcolm X to the Black Panthers, tried to apply their Second Amendment right to bear arms in the service defending black lives against racial terror, they were violently repudiated. California pressed gun control legislation in 67 in order to stop armed Black Panthers from keeping watch on local police, who they alleged were brutalizing black residents in Oakland and surrounding neighborhoods. It interests me the way this author tries to, or manages to, address the racist origins of gun control in the nation, yet he still advocates for it. How's that? What kind of messaging is this? After all, the first gun control laws in this country weren't created to disarm white men and women. They were created to disarm minorities, particularly black people. During Reconstruction, when the South couldn't get away with a lot of that kind of thing, they pressed more general gun control laws, all with the sure knowledge that no white sheriff would prosecute a white man. So in other words, they were still about disarming black men and women. And in other words, gun rights' very existence is an affront to a one-time white patriarchal power structure. And yet he still manages to push for the very gun control that was originally meant to disarm black men and women and leave them at the mercy of people like the KKK. I could go deeper in that screed, but it's more argument by assertion, a little in the way of logic. Instead, he continues to twist facts and reality. It's troubling that even CNN can see this for the junk that it actually is. But then again, like I said, we shouldn't expect too much from them. Ever. Ever. We should never expect so much from them. Here's the thing about this. Gun control only affects law-abiding people. If the goal is to stop crime, then you have to do something other than gun control. Gun control is a failure. The cities with the biggest gun control regimes in place have the biggest day-to-day violence in place. I just had Rick Ector on the show. We were talking about what happens in Detroit. What happens in Detroit on the weekend is what happened at this grocery store in Boulder. Both are aberrations against humanity. But they're not concerned with the inner city. And the reason they're not concerned with the inner city, because they already control the inner cities. They already control that. Gun ownership is a check against their total control over your life. Plain and simple. If they, you know, if you want to go the Swalwell way and get out there, oh, well, we have nukes. Okay, sure. They don't exactly fire themselves, though, Eric. I don't know if you understand that. And you've got to tell somebody to do that. And when you give him targeting coordinates and it's, you know, like they're somewhere out in the plains of Wyoming or something and you're targeting a place in Alabama, they're probably going to question that. They're probably going to question that. The problem they're going to have is all the people they've thrown under the bus. Not to mention, you know, we're not even going to talk about the Senate right now. Who's going to enforce it if they did it? Who's going to enforce it if they did it? We exist in an era now where the first thing any incoming legislature should do, over and above what they've already done, right? You know, if they're running on something, if I were running for office, the first thing I would do would be, I would say to you, as somebody seeking a vote, I'd be like, listen, I'm going to go in there and clean out all this junk that's in the penal code. And that way, we're not going to have laws on the books like your donkey cannot defecate on the dirt, on the mud road. We're getting rid of all that. We're going to streamline what we do. And that could be done relatively quick. That doesn't take a long time to do. And in the meantime, because people can multitask, they could also say, and then we're going to figure out who the criminals are, and we're going after the criminals. And then depending on which office I held, I'd be looking at the DAs out there, and I'd be like, you can't have bail reform. No, you can't have bail reform. There's a lot of things that could be done, and that's why Trump's no longer president, because he was doing things, he was getting it done, he was keeping promises, and, you know, it could be done again. Trump's not the only one out there with an untapped talent. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm going to tell you something about gun control and these rampage killing events. Since Columbine, we should not have had another single school shooting occur. Since the Westgate Mall in Kenya, in Nairobi, we should not have had Clackamas Mall. We see these incidents occur like 9/11. 9/11 occurs, we get armed pilots with a reinforced door, we get sky marshals on board, we get the TSA, we get all kinds of things put in place to try to mitigate and keep that at a level that is as much of a headache and a pain as it is. They have not parked any more airliners in skyscrapers. So they actually did something proactive about it. Do I agree with everything they did? No, of course not. They've done nothing about rampage killing. And the reason they don't do anything about rampage killing is because it is beneficial for Democrats for that to happen. Recently, Democrat Senator Richard Saigon Rich Blumenthal, he decided to blame Republicans for the two mass shootings in recent days to suggest that only the Democrats and their gun-grabbing agenda can save us all from these fine attacks. And we get this from Breitbart. Senator Richard Blumenthal said Tuesday on CNN's Out Front, the Republican lawmakers are complicit in all the mass shootings that take place in the United States, given their opposition to gun legislation. He said, in Boulder, that shooter is a deeply disturbed man who became a mass killer because he had an assault weapon that can kill people with the efficiency and speed meant for the battlefield. You have no idea what you're talking about, punk. None. And he continues, so guns make all these problems more fatally and deadly, especially for domestic violence victims, who then can be killed five times more likely to be killed in these situations. That's why we need to make sure we adopt these common sense measures. The Republicans were the ones that were attacked by a gun guy, Hodgkinson, a Bernie bro, if you will, attacked him with a SKS. Maybe we should say the Democrats are complicit in these deaths, because they are. Every death that's caused by an illegal alien when we have open borders and tie ISIS hands and other law enforcement from enforcing laws on that border. All the deaths of the kids at the hands of the cartels and the drug smugglers and the human smugglers and the gang members and the sex traffickers because of Biden's and other Democrats' immigration policies. I haven't heard Blumenthal and the other Democrats worry about those deaths. What about all the deaths in the inner city? You know, there's 50-some-odd percent of all the counties in the United States that don't experience a homicide. 52% of all the counties in the United States don't experience a homicide. But 52 or 54% of all of this kind of thing happens in 2% of the counties. Then there's people who died because of Obama and his wingman, Attorney General Eric Holder. Their fast and furious sting operation with left guns in the hands of the cartels. Why did they illegally hide the information of it from Congress for years? Every death is caused in a large Democrat cities. It's caused by soft-on-crime policy and the continued release of known criminals. Getting rid of cash bail, which is a Democrat hobby horse, is absolutely brilliant. The deaths of people in Democrat cities at the hands of criminals because these Democrats tie the police's hands, cut police funding, all to appease a violent protest by radical leftists who are clearly domestic terrorists. All the deaths caused by Iran's now-dead Revolutionary Guards chief, Qasem Soleimani, since Biden and others said how dangerous it was when Trump took him out. All the people who died because Obama-Biden refused to enforce the red line in Syria and trusted Putin to monitor Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad's weapons. It's sort of like having the fox guard the hen house, right? Every death from terrorism and drug overdoses because Obama dictatorially ordered the Justice Department to stop a years-long investigation into a billion-dollar drug running operation by Lebanese terrorist group Hezbollah. How dangerous is it to appease a terror group that pledges death to Israel and death to America? Those pallets of cash that we sent to Iran, how many deaths did that cause? Obama called ISIS the JV team, and because the same administration pulled all the troops out of Iraq. All the deaths caused by suicide and drug overdoses because of the extensive lockdowns, especially of schools and children's organized sports. All the deaths at nursing homes because Democrat governors ordered them to take COVID patients in. Like Cuomo and Whitmer and three other Democrat governors, they might as well have sent in people with loaded guns to kill the vulnerable residents. Yet we haven't heard a word about how those deaths, you know, they should be hung around the neck of the Democrats. Haven't heard about that from Blumenthal. Or even Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Dick Durbin. All the others wanting to limit the Second Amendment. Through March 22nd, 116 people have been murdered in Chicago, which has very strict gun laws and no gun shops. And that Blumenthal, Schumer, Pelosi, Biden, Harris, they haven't made any comments as far as I can tell. There's no flags being flown at half-mast for those people. We don't see the names, ages, and races of those who were killed or the information about the people doing the killings. Majority of the victims are black, and the majority of the murderers are black, as they are every year in Chicago. So these deaths don't matter to Democrats because they don't fit an agenda. They don't fit a narrative. These stats in 2020 were the second worst in two decades, but somehow the media and the other Democrats have very little interest. In Chicago, 116 people have been killed this year. That's 17 more than 2020. Now, Houston has, they're pretty close as far as size and everything, and they have 1,500 places in Houston where you can buy a gun, and yet Houston's murders in 2020 was 400 versus 769, and yet they are awash in gun shops. So it's, you know, Democrat policies are called progressive when everything they do propose, when they're proposing, leads more government control, which will lead to economic and societal collapse. They're not actually progressive. They're regressive. Democrats pretend they want to unite the country. Then their policies and actions divide us. And they also want, you know, they'll destroy and cancel anyone who disagrees with them. Because this swamp, friends, is very, very deep. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 3 months after a Capitol breach that prompted new security measures, a car at a northern checkpoint has left one officer and the suspect dead. Another officer is wounded. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman said a vehicle hit a barricade on the perimeter of the Capitol and rammed his car into two officers. She said he got out of the car holding a knife, and officers opened fire.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
A Capitol lockdown was lifted after 2 hours. The attack was in an area where a security fence had just been lifted. The suspect is identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff. This is USA Radio News. As the Capitol was attacked, fortunately, Congress is not in session. It happened as President Biden was heading to Camp David after touting the new jobs report and urging Americans to not let the pandemic progress slip away.
Progress we've worked so hard to achieve can be reversed. On the economic front, the benefits and the impact of the American Rescue Plan are temporary by design.
He continues to pitch his new infrastructure plan. The U.S. economy added close to 920,000 jobs in March, according to the Labor Department. Analysts say even stronger numbers are expected in April and May. The unemployment rate dipped to 6% in March, according to the report. The department said the share of U.S. workers who are working remotely or from home fell to 21%. President Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Colorado, they're a state that's had more than their share of rampage killings in the past few decades. 13 people were shot at Columbine High School in 1999. Denver Post found that Colorado has had more mass shootings per capita than all but four other states. Metro Denver leads the nation in school shootings per capita since 1999, and more than any other large American metropolitan area. More recent events were the Aurora Theater shooting in 2012, which killed 12 and injured 70 others, followed by a shooting at Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood Clinic, leaving 3 dead, 9 injured, and then the shooting here at King's Super Grocery Store. Most people don't visit a high school. I mean, I haven't. Parent day. But that, my youngest is 30 years old, so it's been a while since I've been in a school at all. And movie theaters, well, you know, this is COVID. Plus, I have streaming. And then abortion clinics, well, not my cup of tea. So, virtually everybody goes to a grocery store, though. At least weekly. Now, the Boulder shooter is 21-year-old Amud Al-Aliwi Alisa, okay? A Syrian-born college student who arrived in the U.S. via an Obama-era asylum program. His Facebook page included pro-Islam and anti-Trump messages and likes for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. His brother described him as very antisocial and very paranoid. A former wrestling teammate once said once he threatened to kill people during a match. He was kind of scary to be around. The FBI knew about him, linked to another individual under investigation by the Bureau, according to the New York Times. And like what happened in Parkland, this happened under their nose, under law enforcement's nose. Perhaps they were busy with other important cases, like the 50-plus agents investigating the Trump-Russia collusion, or spying on the Trump campaign and administration, or the dozen-plus agents sent urgently to investigate a NASCAR garage door handle with a loop that somebody thought might look like a noose. As the Last Refuge points out, this is yet another of the many potential terrorism-related mass shootings where the shooter's known to the FBI, yet they did nothing to prevent the shooting. If only the shooter was a garage door handle, then the FBI might have investigated seriously and might have actually preempted the mass casualty event. At least his motive is unknown, or at least unreported as of yet. The left-wing Twitter mob immediately blamed the shooting on a white guy. Senior editor at Deadspin assuredly claimed, "Extremely tired of people's lives depending on whether a white man with an AR-15 is having a good day or not." Kamala Harris's niece also called the shooter a white guy. A white man, I'm sorry. If there was a racial angle to this story, it might have been that the shooter was Syrian and the 10 victims were white. You know, I don't know why they're not making this, doing this math saying, okay, Biden has bombed Syria, Syrian guy attacks grocery store. Nobody's even talking about that. Investigative journalist Laura Loomer raised the possibility of anti-Semitism. King Supers advertises themselves as a kosher grocery store, so I guess that's possible. Your one-stop shop for kosher groceries. But like I said, I don't know the motive. If the shooter is white, the left blames racism and privilege. If the shooter is non-white, guns are blamed. And racism or ideology is ignored. In this case, since the shooter is Syrian-American, the gun and lax gun control laws will be blamed, ignoring that the shooting took place in Boulder, a left-wing utopia of tolerance, diversity, social justice, green energy, gun control, and kombucha on tap. King Supers asked customers not to carry guns out in the open in stores. Makes me wonder why Ahmad did not follow the rules. What a surprise that those who break the law don't obey the law. Boulder passed a ban on vaguely defined assault weapons in 2018 after the Parkland, Florida shooting, and a judge ruled the ban in violation of state law forbidding local governments from passing laws superseding state law. Interestingly, in the two years the ban was in place, Boulder police issued not a single citation, meaning the ban was a solution looking for a non-existent problem. The Denver Post was quick to blame the judge and his ruling for the shooting with its headline, "Boulder shooting suspect's gun would have been illegal under city's now void assault weapon ban." Except he bought it when it was legal to buy it. He didn't buy it during the ban. He bought it when it was legal to buy it. And he passed a background check. Colorado, red state, red flag state, universal background check state. None of these picked this kid up. None of them. As he lived in Arvada, which is about 30 minutes south of Boulder, any salesman in Boulder would have made no difference if the gun wasn't purchased there. More likely bought in Arvada. You know, Seattle got out there and decided, we're going to tax every gun that gets sold here. We'll restrict every gun sold in Seattle. And I don't think there's a gun shop left in Seattle now. They've all moved outside of the city limits. And still people in Seattle have guns because they go outside of Seattle to buy them. Federal assault weapons ban was in effect from 1994 to 2004. Multiple reports from the National Institute of Justice and left-wing ProPublica found that during the time of the ban, there was no statistically significant impact on mass public shootings or any other type of crime for that matter. And yet, this is what they want again. Another ineffective decree. It would be effective only because it would keep us from having them. And they know, and the one that they've got in place, they're going to grandfather everything in. Then there's Biden after, He recovered from falling up the stairs. He decided to get out there and say, I don't need to wait another minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps that will save lives in the future, and urge my colleagues in the House and Senate to act. If you want to stop this kind of thing, listen carefully. And in Denver, you should definitely be listening. If you lead the nation in school shootings, hang your head in shame and quit. Whatever job you hold, whatever part of government you hold, let the teachers arm up. Put some resource officers in there. Give them communications. Give them some, you know, trauma first aid skills. And that will nip it in the bud. That will nip it in the bud. Stop relying on these stupid plastic signs that say, no guns allowed. That does nothing. It stops nothing. Even if you can find a way to effectively, efficiently enforce gun control. You got bail reform, you got all these other things happening across the country. It doesn't matter. Mental health, we could start taking a real serious look at mental health. You know, James Holmes, he slipped through the cracks. This guy, he slipped through the cracks. Obviously, the Columbine kids, they slipped through the cracks. You know, you've been able to lock down the country, leftists, for a long time, for more than a year now. And that's only because we volunteered to do it. When you actually have to go out there and do something beyond us being us giving you the capability of doing it and helping you and enabling you, you can't do it, can you? All you can try to do is restrict rights. As long as this government remains in place, the Rocky Mountain Shooting Gallery is going to stay open for business. And that's horrible for the residents of Colorado. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. On Wednesday afternoon, an in-bank panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals handed down a decision that should get the eyebrows of the Supreme Court up in the air. They declared the state of Hawaii's requirement that residents hoping to openly carry a firearm first prove to the state that they have an urgency of need, are of good moral character, and are engaged in the protection of life and property. By the way, they give out fewer permits than New Jersey. The opinion in Young versus Hawaii, taken in conjunction with the Peruta decision a few years ago, means that the largest appellate court in the country has declared that the average citizen has no right to bear arms at all. B-E-A-R, arms at all. Instead, the state has the privilege and the power to grant certain people the ability to carry a firearm in self-defense. They affirmed the district court's dismissal of an action challenging Hawaii's firearm licensing law. Hawaii reviews statutes 134-9, which requires that residents seeking a license to openly carry a firearm in public must demonstrate their urgency of need to carry a firearm, must be of good moral character, all that nonsense I just said. Appellant George Young applied for a firearm carry license twice in 2011, but failed to identify the urgency of the need to openly carry a firearm in public. And Mr. Young wanted to carry everything the police carried, radio, handcuffs, pepper spray, baton, gun, everything. He wanted to carry it all. He wanted a permit to carry, and he didn't carry out how he got it, so he demanded permit. You know, he demanded the right to carry everything. Both of Young's applications were denied. He brought a challenge to Hawaii's firearm licensing law under the Second Amendment and the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. The district court held up the Hawaii statute. The in-bank court first held that the scope of its review would be limited to Young's facial challenge of HRS 134-9. There was no need to determine whether Hawaii County properly applied 134-9 because Young did not bring an as-applied challenge. The in-bank court noted that the court had previously held that individuals do not have a Second Amendment right to carry concealed weapons in public, a la Peruta versus the County of San Diego. The question presented in this case, accordingly, was limited to whether individuals have a right to carry weapons openly in public. and to answer that question, and consistent with the Supreme Court's decisions in the Heller and McDonald, the in-bank court first considered whether Hawaii's law affects conduct protected by the Second Amendment. After a very careful review of the history of early English and American regulation of carrying arms openly in the public square, the in-bank court concluded that Hawaii's restrictions on the open carrying of firearms reflect long-standing prohibitions, and therefore the conduct they regulate is outside the historical scope of the Second Amendment. So they're immune to it. In Hawaii, they're immune to it. The in-bank court held that the Second Amendment does not guarantee an unfettered general right to openly carry arms in public for individual self-defense. So, accordingly, this means Hawaii's gun-carrying scheme, or lack of one, is lawful. They rejected Young's argument that HRS 134-9 is invalid as a prior restraint because it vests chiefs of police with unbridled discretion to determine whether a permit is issued. And joining its sister circuits, the in-bank court held that the prior restraint doctrine does not apply to the Second Amendment challenges to firearm licensing laws. They also rejected as premature Young's due process argument that HRS 134-9 does not provide adequate process to challenge the denial of carry permit application. They noted that Young did not seek review under HRS 91-9 before bringing suit. So Hawaii has not yet denied him the opportunity for appellate review. So because Mr. Young has not actually been denied a hearing, his procedural due process claim was speculative, and there was no need to reach it. Dissenting Judge O'Scanlan, joined by Judges Callahan, Ikuda, and R. Nelson, would hold that both HRS 134-9 and a 1997 county regulation destroy the core right to carry a gun for self-defense outside the home and are unconstitutional under any level of scrutiny. Judge O'Scanlan stated that the majority holds that while the Second Amendment may guarantee the right to keep a firearm for self-defense within the home, it provides no rights whatsoever to bear, i.e. to carry, that same firearm for self-defense in any other place. In his view, this decision undermines not only the Constitution's text, but also a half a millennium of Anglo-American legal history, and it goes up against the Supreme Court decisions in Heller and McDonald and the foundational principle of American popular sovereignty itself. Judge R. Nelson concurred with Judge O'Scanlan's dissent, concluding the Hawaii revised statute 134-9 violates the Second Amendment. So, this is bizarre. It's an absolutely bizarre decision by the Ninth Circuit. In order to reach their conclusions, the judges in the majority decided that laws in place in Hawaii before it ever became a state take precedence over the clear and unambiguous language of the Second Amendment, which that's not the way that works, you dimwits. That is not the way that works. When you come and you join the United States, guess what you become part of? Yeah. A federal republic with a constitution. And we don't care about, if you didn't want to live with our rules, you should probably still, you know, not be part of us. According to the Ninth Circuit, these long-standing traditions in Hawaii law matter more than the Constitution itself. Judge O'Scanlan declared in his powerful dissent in the major opinion, the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution guarantees the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Today, a majority of our court has decided the Second Amendment does not mean what it says. Instead, the majority holds that while the Second Amendment may guarantee the right to keep a firearm for self-defense within your home, it provides no right whatsoever to bear arms, that same firearm for self-defense in any other place. This is an extreme finding. And it's unprecedented in how extreme it is. Other circuits have grappled with this before and disagreed over the question of whether public firearms carry falls within the inner core of the Second Amendment. But now, the Ninth Circuit is the first and only court of appeals to hold that the public carry falls entirely outside the scope of the amendment's protections. And in this one, this reduces the Second Amendment to an ink blot. The majority's decision undermines not only the Constitution text, but also a half a millennium of other stuff. So while this decision is absolutely atrocious, this is great timing for us. I mean, today the Supreme Court was expected to take up a case in conference called New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Corlett, which challenges New York State's May issue licensing scheme for carrier licenses. And thanks to this Ninth Circuit decision, there's now an even more compelling reason for the court to accept a carry case. And it could be the Corlett case, or SCOTUS could hold off for a few more weeks till the Young case arrives on its doorstep. But now we're in a clear conflict on the right to bear arms in the various appellate courts, and that greatly enhances the odds of the court taking at least one of these cases in the near future. Not a guarantee anything good's going to come of it, when, you know. But if that happens, expect the Democrats to once again call for the nuclear option on the filibuster, threaten to pack the Supreme Court of anti-gun justices. We saw the threats in 2019 when they accepted a case challenging a New York City law prohibiting the transfer of lawfully owned firearms, but the court ultimately declared the case moot because the city changed the law. Now, Supreme Court has not one, but two opportunities to take a case dealing with the right to bear arms and self-defense, and the Democrats are sure to respond with more threats of court packing in the days to come. This is, I'm of two minds about this. It's good news on one hand in a real, normal, logical world, and I'm also of the mad, you know, the opinion, I guess we'll see what we get out of this. I guess we'll see. Coming up next hour, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.